Another option you have when you're doing user-centered design is what's called expert reviews. And there's what are called heuristic evaluation, where you evaluate the interface against a small list of 8 to 10 design heuristics. And we'll talk about them in more detail, because one of the things you'll be doing in this class is doing a heuristic evaluation. Next up is what you can do is what's called a guidelines review, where you have a whole long document of items that specify what the interface needs to be able to do and how it needs to look and so on. So if you look, for example, at Apple, it has a very extensive guidelines literature or a guidelines library that people need to be mindful of when they're designing things. The same is true for Microsoft. They've built now a huge guidelines library of items that people need to be mindful of when they're designing Microsoft Office products. Then thirdly, you have what's called consistency inspection. That's especially important across interfaces. So remember, you're using Studio 8, or now it's called CS3. In terms of from a Macromedia or Adobe, we have Fireworks, we have Dreamweaver, we have Flash, and they're part of a family of tools that you use in concert. And so the print icon should look the same. It should be accessible in the same way. The file edit or save should be also accessible in the same way. So functionality that's shared across these different interfaces or tools need to be consistent. Then fourthly, you can do what's called a cognitive walkthrough. You can take a high-frequency task that you've identified and say, yeah, this is something that people do a lot. Let's say with Flash is interacting with the timeline, placing things on the timeline and creating keyframes, and being able to do in-betweening. That's sort of a core task that they will do. So let's go through it, do the steps oneself, and see what happens. So for example, one thing with Flash that I'm surprised by is it's still very easy to fall off the horse when you're doing this. You can do things incorrectly. And finally, you have what's called a formal usability inspection, where you create metrics, where you say we should only have 5% error rate, or the user has to be able to do this task within a certain amount of time, and if it takes longer, then we're in trouble. And often what's done with those inspections is that they're outsourced to other companies. But let me talk about that in the next slide. So we have these expert reviews and these five different ways of doing it.